Hey, this is Jonathan Matochnik. Got the question, how do I quote, estimate, how do I bid an apartment complex that is in dire need of maintenance? Well, I didn't get a response. We tried to inquire and get a little more information on this one. So we don't know if this scenario involves a situation where you've never bid an apartment complex before, or if the real question is how to bid an apartment complex where you have an understanding of how to bid, but it's far worse than normal. It's in bad shape. So I'm going to answer both. So let's start with the easy one first. You want to bid, and this is my perspective. Obviously, depending on who you talk to, everyone's going to have a different feeling for this, but I think that let me first say, here's what we're going to answer. This is how you bid a job where you understand how to bid the property, but it's really bad. What you do, in our opinion, is just keep it really simple. Bid the property exactly as you would if it were manicured. So in terms of if you were looking at this property the first time, it's already in pretty good shape. Bid it in your mind as though it's already in that really good shape. Bushes are trimmed, they just need to be maintained. Beds are clean, they just need to be kept clean. The turf isn't in too bad of condition. It doesn't necessarily need to be overseeded. It doesn't really have a significant weed problem. The turf's pretty healthy. You're just maintaining. You're continuing that for the next 12 months. So bid the job exactly as though it's already up to par, and you're just going to continue for the next 12 months to keep that property at that state or better. And hopefully when you leave a property that you've acquired, it's always in a better condition than when you got it. So first bid it like that. Now come back, and I would be tempted to separate out of that maintenance bid a make-ready bid. Separate it out of the contract so that next year that make-ready cost is not included in the previous year's price, so that you can't be bid against unfairly. Because next year, if you've included all that make-ready in the agreement, and let's say it priced up that agreement $2,000. And so let's say now you have a $20,000 bid. Next year somebody comes in and bids $18,000, and maybe the client you have doesn't even give you a shot to rebid it. They just assume, they forgot that there was a $2,000 make ready in there. Next year somebody else comes in and says, I'll do it for $17,000. They're $3,000 cheaper. Well, not really, they're $1,000 cheaper. The only reason they're $3,000 cheaper is $2,000 of that was the make ready. You're already cast in the wrong light. So what happens if the guy that you originally negotiated the deal with forgot that last year's agreement included the make ready? Or what if the purchasing manager for the property's changed? Or what if the property manager's turned over? They don't remember that included the make ready. So I recommend separating it. And so produce a proposal for 12 months as though the property's in good shape. Separate out an additional, this is what it's going to cost to get this property in shape. This is what it's going to cost to make it ready so that we can then maintain it. That's how I would handle that. So the second part of this question, assuming that you're asking, how do we quote an apartment complex that's really in bad shape, because we've never quoted an apartment complex before, we've never quoted a really bad property. Well, this is a challenging one. There's really no way I can give you an answer and say this is exactly how you do it, because estimating and bidding comes down to two things. If you're going to eyeball it, it comes down to hands-on experience. You literally can project yourself into the position of actually doing the maintenance, and you can run through it in your mind's eye, and you can say this is going to take 4 hours to maintain the turf. Once a month, it's going to take 5.5 hours to maintain the bushes, and so on and so forth. Unless you can run through that in your mind, there's no way that you can do an eyeball estimate. So unless you've lived it and done it, if you've never done a property this big, the only way you can come close to estimating it through eyeballing it is to break down the sections. So to walk the property and say, okay, this area here, south of the parking lot, is about 150 feet by 30 feet, and kind of break that down, that would take, you know, a walk behind. Normally at the walk behind, it's going to take about this much time, and you're going to record that time. And then you're going to say, well, now to edge all the way around this, this is going to take about that much time. And there's 7 trees, and there's a number of different objects in this turf area. To weed eat around, that's going to take X. And now, because it's completely surrounded by concrete, I'm going to have to use my blower all the way around this area. There's probably going to be some wind, whatever the case may be. It's going to take this amount of time to clean that up. Oh, and by the way, those 5 trees have really big leaves, so a couple times a year when they fall, I'm estimating it's going to take about this much time to clean up those leaves. And you break down that one little area. and you record the times for that one little area, and then you move to the next spot that's a smaller area. So what you're doing is you're taking your big property, you're dividing it into chunks, and you're estimating it based on your knowns, what you've experienced in the past. You're breaking that down and you're estimating each area based on your experience. And that basically all it's doing is breaking down to bite-sized chunks that you can comprehend based on your previous life experience doing the work. That's the easiest way. And again, separate the cleanup from the ongoing maintenance. And you know, make the money on the cleanup. It's always more difficult than you expect. If it's really tall and you don't normally bag, expect to bag. Expect the cost there. Expect the additional time. Probably whatever you estimate, I'd probably add 10-20% to it just to cover yourself. As I've found out on cleanups, and it's been a long time since I've personally bid one, I remember they always took longer than I guessed. Usually it was a guess. And so that was just for me personally. So break the property down. Now, the second way to bid a property is completely about life experience, but it's based on you having built a system in your company. So that means that for that same area that was 150 feet by 30 or 40, I don't recall what I said, how long does that take to mow? This piece of property is perfect for a 36-inch walk behind. And we've timed 9 guys mowing this size of an area, roughly this size of an area, and we've got the average of those 9 guys at varying times of the day, in the morning when they're most fresh and in the evening when they're tired. And on average, this area takes X number of minutes per square feet with a walk behind. And when you've in this length linear footage of hedgerow takes this amount of time to trim, you know, of a rectangular hedgerow, and this size of a small round bush on average takes this amount of time to trim. When you get to that point, you've built time estimates for every task within your company, then all your estimating is about is literally measuring linear footage for edging, measuring square footage for mowing based on the mower type, counting the bushes, counting the trees, counting the bushes based on sizes, then adding it all up, tallying it all up, multiplying it by a dollar per hour that recovers your labor cost and your overhead cost, and delivers to you a net profit contribution, your desired net profit contribution, the amount of money you want to put in your pocket and take home and spend. That's how you really do estimating. But you don't do that from the beginning. That's, in my opinion, a multi-year process of systematization and building your business. It takes a while to get there. When you get to that point, I kind of think you've arrived. You've really built something where you can send anybody out to do estimating. So I'm assuming that may not have been the question. So if you're eyeballing it, you've never done it before, imagine jobs that you've done before of similar size. Imagine yourself doing that work and break down the property into small bite-sized chunks that you can comprehend and you can estimate. Estimate each of those bite-sized chunks, add it all together, that's your price. And hopefully you come in close to market. And definitely don't underbid. Thanks.